Bradley Champagne. Welcome to my show.
I'm Shiny Champagne.
Where we dream and lift each other up.
I'm Shiny Champagne.
Love is the answer. Grace is the way.
Shiny Champagne.
We're anchored in hope.
The Shiny Champagne Show.
And we keep the faith. Entertainment. Education.
Shade Champagne, Shade Champagne. Welcome to the Shade Champagne Show.
I'm Shade Champagne.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Shade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio and 57WLLE.net, the beat of the city in Raleigh, North Carolina. My theme song was produced by Alberto Morello, recorded and mixed by The Quakes, and written by me. For this week's episode, I have a very special guest. Natalie Teichman is the co-owner and founder of Let's Get Tuned, a movement dedicated to wellness through sound, yoga, and meditation. Natalie, a teacher and lifelong learner, has studied yoga for the past 15 years, evolving her practice to encompass the more nuanced meditative aspects of healing. Her style is rooted in tradition, education, and experience, with a lighthearted and accessible approach. In addition to teaching yoga and meditation, Natalie is a school teacher who has taught kindergarten through high school and worked in schools all over the world, including France, Spain, Venezuela, and Australia. She has an MED with a concentration in mindfulness and is a curriculum writer. Natalie is passionate about sharing knowledge of yoga and sacred sound to people of all ages. Her offerings include sound healing trainings, yoga courses and class, private sessions, and more. I have to give her a special introduction. Please help me welcome Natalie Teichman. Hey, Natalie.
Thank you. I'm doing so well, and I'm even better now that I'm speaking with you. You just have such beautiful, lighthearted energy, so thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, my goodness. What a joy to have you on this special episode of the Sade Champagne Show that is dedicated just to you and all that you do. And so you and I got connected on social media through our mutual friend and who's also the co-founder and your business partner of Let's Get Tuned, John. And so it was so cool being able to just find out more about you and seeing your social media. And I was like, I want to get connected to her. And it's just been wonderful. And I knew that I wanted to have you on a very special episode of the Sade Champagne Show.
Yeah, I really love how we connected, and it was such a beautiful, authentic way because you and I would just leave comments on each other's photos, and it felt like we already knew each other in person for so long, and you're just so encouraging, and I really appreciated hearing from you, and so it's been lovely to be in touch and see what you're doing, and now be live together.
Thank you so much. So, Natalie, how did you first become interested in holistic health, healing, and wellness? And when did you know that you wanted this to be your career and life?
So, you know, it's funny. I think about how I got started in health in general, and I really got started with the fitness aspect. So I started with yoga classes, and I have to admit that I was the person that would leave yoga class early when Shavasana started. So Shavasana is the last pose where you lay down. And now I understand it as the most important pose in yoga. But when I started as a 19-year-old, I would just skip it and think, I'm too busy for this. So it's been an interesting journey of starting out with the idea of staying physically fit and healthy and having that introduce me to mental health and being calm and meditative and still, because that has not been part of my practice for so many years. It kind of happened. I was doing yoga for several years, and then finally I had a moment in Shavasana, the last pose, you know, laying there on the mat, and I felt such a state of deep relaxation, and I finally understand to experience, right, and to feel deep rest, and then understand, like, oh, this is what it feels like to rest and not move and be distracted. And then I've been diving deeper into that ever since and getting more into meditation and mindfulness, sound healing, and just ways that I can help my busy mind relax. I'm a type A personality that's kind of always go, go, go. I'm also kind of a perfectionist. And as a school teacher as well, the work is kind of never ending, as I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. So having a time and a place where I can give myself permission to relax was a big shift for me.
That's huge. And so when did you know that you wanted this to be your career and life, Natalie?
You know, it's really interesting because I almost don't even think of it as a career, because a lot of us in the health and wellness field might also get a little conflicted about actually taking money for these types of services, because we should all have free access to health and wellness. So that's been a relationship in and of itself. And I am happy as well that I have my school teaching and other work. So I'm able to do this work without the thought of money. And that actually creates more abundance and flow, because I'm not stressing about trying to make ends meet with my business. And because of that, I feel like it just naturally does. You know, my focus is on the health and the wellness and spreading the word to other people and making it accessible and available, because we all deserve rest and relaxation and a little bit of peace from our own minds. Yeah, it grew organically. You know, the more I did it, I think also John helped me as well, because he's owned his own business for over 16 years. So having him as a partner, he really brings in the business knowledge and the business side. And so we have a really good complementary relationship as co-founders.
I love that, Natalie. And I think it's great, because since you're not having to be stressed about, you know, let's get tuned in your yoga and your sound healing and all the meditation and all the wonderful services you offer, since you don't have to be stressed about that being your full-time job, I feel like because of that, you're able to do it as you love it. And then obviously that's not to say we don't want to be able to receive from what we do, but it sounds like what you're saying, the greatest receiving from you is what you're able to bring to others, and also the growth and the healing that you're able to experience.
Exactly. It's really been a blessing to have this kind of support just all around, with John as my partner in the business and partner in life, and then having the knowledge of being a school teacher, I feel like works perfectly with this new career path of helping educate people on the benefits and the powers of sound healing and mindfulness and meditation. So it's it just worked out really organically. And, you know, when I'm a big believer of just trusting in letting everything come into place as it should. So as you know, I've traveled and lived in many places, and I don't plan what I'm going to do or where I'm going to go next. And I don't stress about it, because I know that if I stay in alignment with what I enjoy, what I'm passionate about, the next steps almost just show up.
That's so good. I love that. So Natalie, what are some misconceptions that people have about holistic health, yoga, and meditation?
Well, you know, there's so many misconceptions, and I think it's okay to have those as well. And I encourage people to question and be skeptics. And some people think, you know, it doesn't work, or there's no science behind it, which there actually is. And then other people might think that it's more aligned with a specific religion and they have to align with that religion. So I think what I would want to let people know is that these practices, they're for everybody. You can have whatever belief system you have, it all works within it. And if you are more of a science-minded person, there is so much upcoming science and research around meditation, around sound healing, even now starting to emerge. So my encouragement to people, if they have any ideas, is just to go try it, you know. And some, I've heard from people when I mention meditation, here's a big misconception. You know, people say, I just can't relax. I just can't, my mind is always thinking. And what I say is, yeah, you're human. So it's okay that your mind is thinking. That's what your mind is supposed to do. So, like, you're a functioning human, and your body and mind is working great. Our mind isn't meant to turn off completely. So a misconception might be that you're only meditating if you don't have a single thought. And that's not true at all. So there's so many ways we can find meditation. And for some people, it might be doing something they love, like running. And for others, it might be a more traditional seated posture. So there's so many ways to kind of get into that relaxation. And what I love about sound healing in particular is that it helps those of us that have those really busy minds, and we think, oh, I can't slow down, and I can't really encourage my mind to be still and more quiet. But in fact, the sound almost does the meditating for us, which is really cool. I think of the sound as like a vacuum, and it's just kind of sucking away the clutter of our mind. And we might still have some thoughts here and there, but we don't get stuck in them. We don't go down the rabbit hole. And we allow ourselves to just be with what is. And when we surrender in that way, we can invite more relaxation in.
It seems, though, that a lot of people think meditation is either just making an om sound, which obviously is a part of meditation, or they said, like, you think it's just thinking nothing and having your thoughts be blank. But really, I love etymology, and one of the synonyms of meditation is actually pondering. And so people actually are meditating all day long, even whether they like it or not, or whether they know it or not. What are we pondering on? You know, so
I love it. Yeah. And that's exactly true. And I think, you know, hearing you say that, it makes me think of just bringing our awareness to the thoughts. Right? So we can't always choose what thought is going to pop in our head. You know, our thoughts just pop up, but we can choose whether we're going to give them attention or not. So when we use something like chanting om or listening to a crystal singing bowl or a gong, we're giving our mind a tool so it can listen to the sound, or it can hear the vibration of om. And it kind of gives it a little path, like, here, walk with me, and let's just take a break from those busy thoughts.
What is one of the most encouraging testimonials you've seen or received over the years from one of your students, one of your workshops, someone in your life with what you do?
So something that comes to mind is, John and I, we had a little booth at a music festival, and we were giving tuning sessions. So we were using tuning forks on people's bodies and having them listen to the tuning forks. And it was about a 10 to 15 minute session. They would lay down, and then, you know, it's a short amount of time. And one of the guests said that his wife is a masseuse and he gets massages all the time, and that he's never been more relaxed, even in an hour massage or in any other place, than he had been in that 10-minute tuning fork session. And so to me, that was really powerful. And even just the other day, I played some crystal bowls for another person who teaches meditation and wanted to expand her offerings. She said it was the best relaxation she's ever had, and she had such deep rest in literally just 10 minutes. So I think for me, that's the most powerful, when I know that people have received relaxation and rest in such a short amount of time, and not thinking that it was possible either, you know. And these are people that are, the other woman, she's a meditation teacher, she's a yogi. And, you know, it happens to be so when we give a lot too, we forget to take time to receive as well. So being given that space and hearing how relaxed they've been, that they haven't felt that relaxed in so long, is so special, because once we can relax that deeply, then the body starts to heal and repair itself.
I 100% agree. Natalie, you're passionate about working with youth, specifically teenagers and school. Tell us about this passion and what are you doing to empower and inspire young people?
Well, as a school teacher, of course, I'm passionate about teaching the future generations, and having taught in so many schools, something that I'm really passionate about is bringing in more of that social emotional learning, which can be missing from a lot of schools. You know, it's great if we're learning math and science. We don't know how to deal with our emotions or challenging times or communicate with people or show ourselves some love when we're having challenges, especially as teenagers, right? We go through so many emotions. So giving that education, and I'd love to see it done at even as early as kindergarten. You know, I think that some schools are doing it and there's many that aren't. So how do we sort of get everybody on board to know that social emotional learning is just as important as math and reading and science? And I would argue it's even more important, because that's what we need, is connection to ourselves and connection to others. And so my hope is to, just one school at a time, maybe connect with my fellow teachers, just to spread that importance, that education, that we need to also focus on the inner world and not just the outer world.
And what's funny is it's been proven and shown that when the person's inner world, they're receiving more healing and growth and care, they're actually going to be able to learn a lot easier and faster, retain information, and they'll find themselves excelling in other areas of life.
Of course. And the same with play, too. You know, so we need play and fun. And that can also be a misconception about health and healing and wellness, is we have to be so serious and it can be feel restrictive. But it shouldn't. It should be fun and playful and explorative. There's no one size fits all. It's just one big exploration of what works for one person and talking about it and sharing resources and ideas. So I love listening to teenagers talk about their experiences with yoga and meditation, because they're, for one, they're brutally honest, right? So they're not going to sugarcoat things. If they don't like it, they'll let you know. And that's great, because then it starts a dialogue, like, why was that meditation challenging for you? Or tell us more about this experience. You know, it creates more dialogue, which then creates community and connection. So when I taught yoga at a high school in LA, we always started with a community circle and a shared reflection. Then we would do some practice and meditation. And I think just more of that, because that's where all the magic is, when we can connect with each other as well as ourselves in the practices.
So let's talk about sound and meditation. And I'd love for you to share with us more about sound healing. And, you know, after hearing your thoughts, I'd love to share with you, as a, you know, with me being a professional singer and speaker, and how important, you know, the voice is with healing and expressing ourselves.
Yes. You know, I kind of almost want to jump right into that part right away, because as you know, as a singer, something about sound healing, it all overlaps, and your own voice is actually your most powerful sound healing instrument. So some people might think that you have to go to a sound bath or you need a whole bunch of different tools, but even just singing in the shower or singing to yourself can create such feel-good hormones in your body. Right, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that singing, mm-hmm. singing is a form of sound healing. And it, the more traditional way, maybe perhaps like a sound bath experience. I'd love to share what that's about for anyone listening that's not really sure what a sound bath is.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. a sound bath, there's no water involved, but you basically get to lay down and get bathed in different sound vibrations. So it might be crystal singing bowls or gong, tuning forks or chimes or any other instruments that are played with the intention for health and well-being. And you just surrender to the experience. You allow your body to receive the sounds, and the sounds really move energy. So we all know how we think of an opera singer might break the glass, right, with a mm-hmm. voice. And that's the mm-hmm. vibration. We can't see it with our eyes, but imagine mm-hmm. if we were in a pool right now and I pushed water towards you in the pool, you'd be able to see that water move towards you. And it's like right. that with sound, except it's invisible, right? But mm-hmm. you can kind of, you see the, if there's a loudspeaker with the bass, you see it moving. And there's experiments mm-hmm. now that actually show the movement of sound. So these sound mm-hmm. waves are moving through you, and it could even happen digitally if you're listening to specific frequencies or binaural beats or other sounds. Your brain can get entrained to those frequencies as well. So there's so much that's going on in a sound bath, from either feeling the physical vibrations or the entrainment of your actual brainwave frequencies encouraging relaxation. And what I love about it, too, which I think is a good selling point for people, is that you don't have to do anything as the recipient. You know, like if you want to be fit and someone says go to yoga class, you're like, oh, but I actually have to go. I have to move. I have to stretch. But in a sound bath, it's like you just get to lay down and enjoy and then feel deeply rested and refreshed. And I think that's what I love about it as a go person. I feel like I can lay down for an hour and receive a sound bath and then feel productive afterwards, because I feel like I just gave my body and mind a really deep rest that it needed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That sounds incredible. I'm like, I'm ready for a sound bath now, Natalie.
I know. Yeah. You know what? It's going to happen, and it's coming in the future. It's going to be more popular. Just like right now, there's yoga and meditation studios. Soon, sound bath will not be such a foreign word.
Yeah. Well, there's so many ways that people can receive. I believe that God uses so many different ways for people to receive healing and the support and restorative care that they need. And I think, you know, sometimes it can be challenging for people, because if it's not something like that is already mainstream, they look at it like it's foo-foo or they don't really want to believe it. But for me, I've learned over time to want to, you know, give different things a try and see, especially because I obviously love sound. I'm really into nature. I love, you know, so many different things about life that are very, very beautiful. And you never know how you could be able to experience, you know, relaxation, support, care, restoration, healing through any of those, you know, many different ways.
Yeah, I love how you said that. And it's really about having an open mind, because I believe that when you are open to a new experience, then that experience becomes more powerful. You're sort of getting out of your own way and just allowing yourself to see what happens. And that can be so beautiful, because when we can surrender that way and just trust, knowing that we're in a safe space and that the intentions are good, then we can really maybe find some peace. And if you can bring in whatever your beliefs are, which is so beautiful. So people can bring in their own prayer. They can bring in God. Mm-hmm. They can bring in what comforts them and feels good. And that can be all mm-hmm. part of the experience. Nothing has to be mm-hmm. excluded or exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's so great, too, because, you know, being a professional singer and speaker and then mentoring and counseling a lot of students and people over the years, you see how a person's voice, like their actual speaking voice and the inner voice that's connected with their speaking voice are such a huge part of a person's being. And you can just see it on a person when they talk about whether if they felt growing up they couldn't speak up or they didn't feel confident in their voice, or even me just telling my students, like, they want to train and rehearse with me, but they don't want to practice at home. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to help you if you don't practice? They're like, well, I'm scared I'm not going to sound good. I'm like, well, we don't know what's going to come out unless you give yourself a try, you know, and just, just allow yourself to sing, allow yourself to just feel the music and what you're doing it without judging yourself so harshly. And so you can definitely see how that art, a person's throat, you know, which obviously we know that with one of the chakras, but a person's like throat and their voice, inner and outer voice, is a huge part of a human being's, you know, the way we can feel about ourselves and how we can think and see life. And so I always love being able to help bring people healing and freedom in that.
I love, love everything you just said, and especially just how you said, allow them to see what comes out and encouraging them to let go of that judgment. And we need more voice teachers like you, please, because I find that in the West, in Western culture, you know, and you probably see this with a lot of your students with just the examples you gave me, is we're shy about our voices and we think that they're going to sound bad or off key. I can't tell you how many people share a similar story to me about trying out for choir in sixth grade and, you know, basically being told I can't hold a note, and then thinking as a sixth grader, internalizing this feedback from this one person that's the professional, right? Because they're the choir teacher, like, oh, I can't sing. I shouldn't even try. No one wants to hear my voice. And so many of us share that sort of past conditioning. And it took me a long time to realize, like, wait a second, that was just one person. And that's not the truth about my voice. So having that encouragement from teachers like you is so special. So thank you so much for that, because the voice, it's scary, you know, and we're all our own worst critics. So when we have someone supporting us and cheering for us and letting us know it's okay, however you sound, like, we're working on it, and whatever we're working with is already beautiful, and we're just making it even more beautiful. And you probably see that happens more when we can rest and relax, right? We don't feel self-conscious or judged, and then the voice opens up.
Yep. It's amazing. And it, like, literally my students get shocked. They're like, I didn't even know I had that in me. And it's crazy to see how human beings experience so much of the same thing, no matter what race or background they are, what age they are. I have my youngest student, who's like my number one, one of my number one fans. She's like 5 years old. And for her to be dealing with, have struggled with anxiety and perfectionism at five, and then to see students at 11 struggling with anxiety and perfectionism, and then people in their 20s, 40s, 50s. And I'm like, man, it doesn't matter what age they are, that they can be processing through this. And so helping them to break through those barriers has been exciting. And, you know, I want to share about the beautiful tuning forks that you and John gifted me recently. I am so thankful, and it has been a true blessing. And as I was sharing with you earlier, I'm looking forward to continuing having this be a part of my daily regimen and practice. And tell us more about the tuning forks and what you do within those
practices. Yeah. So the tuning forks that you have, it's, you know, it's really wonderful, because I don't have a musical background to begin with. So I've really come at all of this from the sound healing perspective and less from the musical background. So, you know, people with a musical background know that tuning forks are used to tune different instruments, right? Or you can use that key or note to tune an instrument back to its natural tune. And our human body is like an instrument, and just like a guitar or a piano, we get out of tune, and that's just life. You know, we're never going to be in tune. That wouldn't be real life. You know, we get out of tune from stress, the environment, communication, whatever it may be. And so the tuning forks that we sent you, they were created by a physician as well as a classical pianist. So the creator has this dual sort of background, where he's in the science field but also so deeply in love with music and the arts. And these tuning forks are a beautiful way to help us tune our human instrument. So the tuning forks we sent you are a C and a G, which create a perfect fifth or a harmonic fifth. And that's a very soothing interval. And so what that does when we chime the two forks and we put the C to one ear and the G to one ear, we hear that beautiful harmonic sound. And it is resetting our nervous system to come back into balance and homeostasis because that tone is so soothing, right? And we've heard other tones that or sounds that are more dissonant or kind of like the tension in a song. And this is the opposite of that. This is that release, that relaxation, that resolution that's like the exhale of a deep breath for our nervous system. So I love how everything is so connected.
You're absolutely right, Natalie. Tell us about your sound healing trainings and what you're currently working on or have coming up.
All right. Yeah. So our biggest passion is education. We want to empower people to use these tools for themselves and for others, right? So the goal is to share this with as many people as we can in hopes that they share it with more and it increases well-being and relaxation and less stress for everyone. So we do sound healing trainings that are either in person here in California, or we also offer a few online trainings. And we're just now sort of reconfiguring some of our training so that people can do a training just on the tuning forks, or they could do trainings with the crystal singing bowls, trainings on how to play gongs. And what we do is we teach about the science of sound. We teach how to play the instruments, the different techniques, as well as how to hold the space and lead guided sessions for others. And as I said, we're just so passionate about sharing this with others because the more people that have these tools, it's just going to mean more happy and healthy and relaxed people. And I think we can all agree the world could benefit from that, right?
Yes, I 100% agree. So you have a special little surprise for us as we're going to be wrapping up our episode soon. Can you share it with us and release your surprise?
Yes. So, dear listeners, I invite you to just close your eyes for a moment, as long as you're not driving or anywhere we're operating a vehicle. And just listen for a moment to these chimes. And take a deep breath in. Maybe sigh on the exhale. So that's just a little sneak peek of one of these beautiful specialized instruments we use, these chimes that they just bring most people back to feeling like a carefree child running through a field of flowers.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Natalie. And I just want to take a moment to honor and celebrate both you and John, because you have been, quote unquote, ahead of the curve, or I will say you both are visionaries, and to see that you have been moving forward in this for years now and that it's been something that's been on your heart, and to see you continuing to press forward in this dream and in this desire and passion has been very exciting. And I join you, and to see just how much joy you both have and you spread and share with others through your everyday life and through your services you offer, and just through you being you, is such a blessing and gift. And just want to let you know that I celebrate you in that and support you, and I'm excited to see you continue to move forward. And like you said, for it to become even more well-known and for people to receive sound healing and meditation into their lives.
Well, thank you so much. And I have to say, you I want to say thank you for being you, because you spread so much light and love and positivity. And every time I see anything that you post or produce or put out, it just brings a huge smile to my face. You're always uplifting others. Mm. Just having me on this show is such a blessing. You're to share this with the world, and the voice lessons that you're doing and the work that you do with kids. I'm just smiling, and I've been smiling this whole time we've been talking, because
ditto.
this is what we need. And I'm just so encouraging to meet other people who share these passions and bringing out people's voices, and it's so healing and beneficial. So thank you for including both of us and for all your positivity. Yes. You're an inspiration.
Thank you. Ditto. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we're going to collaborate more in the future. I know it's just a matter of time, and time is on our side. So Natalie, please let everyone know how they can stay updated with your happenings, your workshops, classes, community work, and more.
All right. Well, it's pretty easy, because our business is called Let's Get Tuned, right? Our body is an instrument. We want to get tuned. Let'sgettuned.com, Instagram, Let's Get Tuned. If you want to reach out, email, let'sgettuned@gmail. So all the ways, Let's Get Tuned.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much to the very beautiful, lovely, and delightful Natalie Teichman for being on this special episode of the Sade Champagne Show. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. And I'm excited for y'all to learn more about this and to get it into your life. Thank you so much to Grind Hard Radio, and also to 57WLLE.net, the Beat of the City, and Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Sade Champagne, and we will see you again soon for a brand new episode.
I'm Sade Champagne. Welcome to my show.
I'm Sade Champagne.
Where we dream and lift each other up.
I'm Sade Champagne.
Love is the answer. Grace is the way.
Sade Champagne.
We're anchored in hope.
The Sade Champagne Show.
And we keep the faith.